Take a seat in the truth. that day, she and her children are vaporized by a Palindrillican warship engaged in target practice. Get your head in the game, boy. These ain't war games, you know. Fuck Bissarion and shit at the sight of you. Seagulls tainted green like clouds of atom mist float across the tapestry of iron clouds and the cervical couch. Maybe soon we'll make it to our destination. Nothing means diddly shit at this juncture. 12 mermaids set out to castrate a regicide named 1750. Soon you'll know what the issue is, because it's in the bag, baby. We're busting out toots. But the fact of the matter is that these 12 were in fact agents of the sun god Ra. They were doing what's right, slaughtering the unrighteous. As they continued their coaxing of the tube, I became aware enough, drugged up invalid I was at the time, to plant myself firmly against the floor. My nurses, amorous nurses, did not like this safeguarding and became afraid, for the night's physics demanded that someone be launched through the nylon tube with the metallic rings. They became frantic and desperate as the tube descends further until finally the male among the two is sucked up through the device and hurled to the ground below. The female nurse, devastated and naturally enraged with me, is not long to follow.
Carpet bombing in Baghdad?
I can see the mangled corpses across the room, but with one good arm, there's not much I can do about the tubular device. All at once, doppelgangers of the nurses appear.
12 dead in university shooting?
Late one night, Miss Shedaran, Sally the smuggle, trolled the streets in search of a good buyer. She had on her person 12 hackstacks of Ignis Diasm, a drug as difficult to come by in the region as it was coveted. Slinking down arcades and alleyways, she came across a buyer, what she estimated to be a prospective buyer. It was rare to see a man dressed in a green silk suit and sunglasses at 11:45 p.m. standing near an all-night cafe, equally rare, nonchalantly smoking a cigar and eyeing her suspiciously as she approached him tentatively, draped in the traditional chador as appeared to less conspicuous. Still, it was incredibly dangerous for her to be out this late. Not for herself, but for those around her, for she was Sally the Smuggle, and she could smuggle more than a lightweight object she could smuggle herself. Across the street was a mosque, and two clerics stood outside, passing between themselves a hash pipe. The Silk Man, as he would soon be called, continued to eye her suspiciously. Suddenly a lion with spiraled horns appeared. The ground split between Sally and Silk, and the sky was suddenly filled with green, incandescent orbs, so that it appeared to be daylight out as far as the eye could see, or rather some sort of testing ground for extraterrestrial weaponry. The smell of sulfur filled the air, and everyone, save for the two S's, were frozen in place. I recall long ago, I saw you in the court of an ancient king whose name escapes me. You're up to just about the same exact thing you are now, blending in quite apparently. But that's neither here nor there. Fact is, this fact proves you're one of us. So why don't we blow this popsicle stand, sweet cheeks? But, the lion, the orbs, ground split before us, frozen natives, what the fuck are you talking about? Little did either of them know. One of the half-stacks had been untied by a portal stool, and the mass amount of powder had mingled with her sweat, just now taking effect. Tongue twister, Pahlavi sediment blend of tyrants, linking point of departure from tomorrow's dual softener, because chameleons are slipping of pure ruse. Marshmallow, and I'm no larger than a clownfish breathing hydrogen in adobe light sockets, while Frank Sinatra Creole's Bloody Mary agony by poolside, filled with tongue depressors and Sierra Madre lack of sleep and last Yorkshire pudding, and terriers sleeping over shot put. Uh-oh, the Dodger thinks to herself. We don't have long before this place is swarming with undesirables. I'd better make a run for it. Never a wise thing to make a scene. He sniffs the air. Does smell like sulfur, though.